was the command, take up your bed and, glorious word, walk. Some of these you see where they're real feeble and someone's got to help them. They still call it a healing. I read about a man one time that got all excited at one of his meetings, jumping around. He shouldn't have been. Ended up hurting himself worse than before. Ended up in the hospital. Everything that men command men to do is always going to end up worse than the beginning. Here it says it walk. Who can walk with those that have been given the Spirit of God to walk? That's why the scriptures say, walk in the light as He is in the light. But before any can walk, it takes the Lord Jesus Christ to make us whole. That's how we walk. We walk in Him. And we walk according to the strength of His power. And it's according to His command. It's not anything in us, for sure. It says there, I love that word, verse 9, don't you? And immediately. This is not something like you see on billboards. Try Jesus. You've tried everything else, but try Jesus. Now, there's no trying Jesus. Immediately, according to His command, this shows that salvation is of the Lord. Where His salvation is given to sinners, it is complete and it is instantaneous. So that's the difference between the scripture here and the philosophy of men. They don't like applying things to themselves. They always want to apply it to others. They like to do studies, group studies, find out how others are being affected. You know what? That light needs to shine on this heart and bring us to reflect. Even as it happeneth to the fool, so it happeneth even to me. What it says then is that as far as natural wisdom goes, there really is no difference between the wise and the fool. And why was I then more wise? He begins to reflect, why has God given me even the natural wisdom that I have? But I apply this spiritually. Why is it that I should be considered more wise in the things of God and the things of Christ? More wise pertaining to my own depravity and to the glory of Christ? Well, we know the answer. It's the same question that Paul asked of the Corinthians. Who maketh thee the difference? Because God has made of one vessels of wrath and they'll never be vessels of mercy. He's long-suffering toward them. He's merciful in that He doesn't cast them immediately into hell. But God has purposed for His glory that they be nothing more than vessels of wrath. And so that brings us to ask that question. Well, why was I then more wise? Even pertaining to these things of Christ, you have to say, but God. To be a vessel of mercy is by God's choosing. It's not man that decides, it's God. And then I said in my heart that this also is vanity. In other words, it's vanity to think any other way or to try to change it any other way. Here we have Jeremiah grieving over this empty city, she that was great among the nations. Princess among the provinces, how is she become tributary? In other words, subject to this foreign nation. She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she hath none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are become her enemies. Think about how this is a picture of the fall. And the effects of the fall that you think about before the fall, what was Adam's state before the Lord, but one of beauty and glory as he was in that state of what I call innocence. It wasn't righteousness because if it were, then he would have never fallen. But innocence. And now to contemplate the effects of that fall, it brings nothing but sorrow. And when the Lord truly opens our eyes to consider what is our state in that fall, certainly there's nothing but bitter weeping and sorrow. And that's what Jeremiah is describing here, even where all her friends have dealt treacherously with her. In other words, these were alliances that had been made, but none of those alliances could preserve or save this city under God's judgment. There's no help in the arm of the flesh when it comes to standing before God's holiness and His justice. Any kind of hope that there had been in the face of judgment is done away.